a member of the Talk and Audio Network. Find more at talkandaudio.com or search for us on iTunes. Now, let's crack open another one. This is Tall Can Sports.
Hi.
Hey! Yeah.
Give you your space here to...
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead. We've all heard it once now. We don't need to... And I think I may have overstepped my gin into... I don't know. Well, we're going to do okay here.
We're still gin bounds. Nice. Welcome to the Tall Can Sports Podcast, as he tops up his gin and tonic over there.
Yeah. Awesome.
We got a couple of things we wanted to get to here. A couple of them, I think we're going to start here talking about Crosby and Malkin and some draft talk a little bit. I think a couple of weeks ago, I said on this show that Malkin was drafted a year or two after Ovechkin, when you had pointed out they were drafted in the same year.
Yeah, 1-2 in the same draft.
Yeah. I thought, given that Malkin played in a World Junior after Ovechkin.
Yeah, there was a lockout or there was whatever.
There was a lockout. Was Ovechkin something. Was in the 04 draft. Then the 04-05 season was lost, so he didn't play. Then Crosby was number one overall in the 05 draft.
Which is why Crosby and Ovechkin were rookies in the same year.
Right. But Malkin still played in a World Junior later than that. Like that next one in Vancouver.
Right.
So that's what had thrown me. But the Pens had obviously just decided. Remember Mario was still playing.
Yeah.
So anyway.
To me, I'm looking at what's sort of been a kind of heated game, you know, back and forth. The Senators.
On the mic there, bud.
I am on the mic.
Okay.
How you like me now?
There you go. Welcome to the show.
All right. Well, because before it was like, how about that?
Nah, get on it.
Well, okay. Well, see, it wasn't. Anyways.
Yep.
Things everybody else would love to hear. Really, to me, Malkin has been the most impressive Penguin in this series.
Yeah. The last game, right? Game six, he was, when he wanted to be, unstoppable. So we'll see in game seven tonight what he can bring. But man, game six, he was eating the Sens breakfast defensively.
And all series, he's been the most noticeable to me.
So do you think he's got that up and going, or do you think it's matchup problems when you have to deal with all of it?
They win in 2010 or 09? When was it? They lost. They lost to Detroit
in 08.
In 08, and they won
that.
And Malkin was the Conn Smythe winner.
Yeah, he was dominant.
Well, and to me, he is. He's never going to drop the gloves.
No,
right?
But he might punch you with one.
But he's punching. He's slashing. And he's a big enough man with a little bit of edge.
He is a big man, isn't he? Like, what do you think he's?
I don't know, 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's about where I had him. Yeah, he's a big guy.
Yeah,
he's bigger than Sid.
In around 225, 220, I don't want to say.
When he gets at full speed coming at you.
When you watch him last night, or a couple nights ago, game six, whenever that was.
Yeah.
Watching him and Zach Smith. And Zach Smith's not a small guy. Zach Smith is rugged. Zach Smith is trying to get body on him, contain him behind the net.
Right.
And it's like Malkin has that, what really special players do in basketball, whatever it is. He feels you here, you commit over here, and he spins.
Yeah.
Right? He's got his legs out wide, strong on his skates, and you forget it. He's now alone in front of the net.
Right. And as dangerous as anybody, like that unique combination of size and skill, once he's alone in front of the net, he will hurt you bad.
Right.
Like,
and so to me, and at speed, right, when he gets through the neutral zone and he's now coming in on a D-man, he's a heck of a load with skill.
Right.
Right. And so all I was suggesting when I wanted to take this off the top was those two guys, to me, you and I have debated, as recently as Austin Matthews, Patrick Laine.
Right.
Right. Do you take the center? Do you take the more prolific scorer, winger, yada, 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 however you want to look at that, and we can debate.
Sure.
You know, who was the more prolific scorer this year, whatever. Just that age-old, you know, Tyler Seguin, Taylor Hall.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things, right, as you go down. But you can't deny, looking at Crosby and Malkin, the unbelievable 1-2 punch, and nobody else can match.
No one.
Nobody.
Yeah, when you look around the league and you think about some good 1-2
punches. Oh, there's lots of good ones.
Yeah.
But to me, that
is... Can anyone touch that? Like, it's... I know people are going to balk at
this. That's two guys in the top 100 in NHL history due to the rankings.
No. Malkin did not make it, if you
recall. Okay, that's farcical.
Yeah.
That Ovi did and Malkin didn't.
Who else are we talking about here? I mean, people laugh, but is Bergeron Krejci the closest?
How about Seguin Spezza?
How about Couture Thornton? Right? Like, these are the sorts of...
Yeah. Yeah, that is what we're talking about. Is
no one touches
Malkin Crosby.
No, that's not.
No. And so to me, watching this series, right, and these guys are going against my favorite team, right? But, man, I have, even after watching them game in, game out, right, I'd love to see somebody just smash Malkin in the face. But no denying, man, dude, if that guy came from Lethbridge,
right.
If his name was Fitzpatrick.
Jim Malkin.
Right. You know,
yeah.
Gino Scapinelli.
Malkini.
Right, and he comes from Sault Ste. Marie. Right. Right.
Gino Macalini.
Right. Then people are loving him and they're like, oh my God, he's
yes.
He's like Eric Lindros ish.
Yeah.
Right. And I, you know, Lindros hit like a ton of bricks and all those sorts of things.
But big body that
you can't contain him.
Right.
Cycles down low, all those sorts of things. And I think because he's in Sid's shadow, man, I don't think people appreciate him near as much as if he was playing somewhere else on his own. Like if he was in Vancouver or if he was in Calgary.
Yeah.
You know, people would be like all agah over him. Right.
Well, because he would be a top 10. Like, he probably is a top 10 NHL center.
For sure
he is. On a team that already has a top 10 NHL center.
A number one.
Right.
And so...
Like, how many teams are turning... I mean, you would never turn it down. But how many teams does he walk onto and immediately become the number one? Probably 25?
Yeah.
Like...
And to me, you know, it's so... And we've talked about this before. It's so in vogue to hate on Crosby.
Yeah.
Right? And so...
Especially in Ottawa right now.
Okay, yeah. But not me. Not me. I love the guy, right?
What are your thoughts on, because I want to stay on this topic, but just quickly, what are your thoughts on Ottawa fans booing him when he's carrying the puck?
Garbage. Why? Why are you booing him?
I've sat here on my couch and I've asked myself that question. It's not a guy who demanded to be traded out of your city. He's
It's just the ultimate sign of respect, right? And that's what it is. It's the Mathot thing.
I don't think it is. Because Ottawa used to boo Phaneuf like that. Like, that's not, that wasn't out of respect, well, right? No, like, there's just a blind hatred of, I'm not trying to compare them. Phaneuf is not a top.
And what it is, and you can't count Leaf fans in, A, because they're stupid. And,
we're not. And B, this is Ottawa fans booing Phaneuf.
No. I know. But we are talking about Leaf fans booing Alfredson, right? And I think that's the genesis of all that, right, is you get into that.
It's just, I'm going to boo their best guy.
That's right. Or their most identifiable guy.
Yeah, because you know what it does? It happens in Toronto. They boo Carlson, and it's what he's never thrown a dirty hit at the Leaf.
Watching a game at the Bell Center, they boo Carlson there.
Yeah.
Right? And so to me...
That's all it is. It's just...
And I'm explaining to an 8-year-old, they're booing him because...
He's better than anything they've got.
That's exactly right.
They traded away the only guy who might have been close.
Exactly right. And so, they're booing him for... The slash on Mathot with the finger, and they're booing him because all this garbage talk of, and it happens everywhere, right? Montreal fans, this idea that Crosby's a whiner.
That's out of date by 10 years or so.
And not only that, I'm watching how the Senators are treating him, right? Like Mathot and Phaneuf are working him over in this series.
Yeah. No, right? No one takes more of a beating.
And so I'm watching Phaneuf, and Pierre Maguire loves to talk about this. Goes back to Phaneuf and Crosby being world junior teammates and how and going at each other in scrimmages and practices. Yeah, it's
true. All the way back to that 05 world junior in
Right, Brantford. That they were just, it was fierce, the competition.
Yeah.
And so you watching, and Phaneuf's got Crosby up against the glass two nights ago, whenever that was, game six. And he gives him a forearm to the chin. Like,
big
bam!
Forearm shiver.
And Crosby just skates away.
Right.
Right? You don't see him turning to the ref and going,
right.
Ugh. And honestly, later in the game, my thoughts, spearing him.
And there was the other one where...
And Hoffman's squirting him from behind with a bottle. And
how about Mathot in front of the net, doing everything he can to stay on him? Midway, maybe late in the third period, he's got him like hog-tied and steer wrestling him.
Rides him to the ground?
Yeah, and then gets up when he gets called for a penalty and starts arguing like, you have no leg to... I get why you did that, because the world's most dangerous player is a load in front of the net that you can't handle. But what are you arguing right now, right? Like you...
Yeah.
Bulldogged him to the ice.
So all I'm saying is, to me, I look at the whole thing.
Yeah.
And in fact, as a Senators fan and as a hockey fan,
yeah,
man, my admiration for that guy grows. I don't think Crosby's at 100% still.
No.
And he's just, as you say, he's a load. And he, to me, as they talk about game seven looming and you are not going to rattle. I don't know what you have to bring, verbal,
right,
physical, game situation,
right,
pressure. What are you going to do to rattle? And we'll start with Crosby, a guy who's a world junior, world champion, Olympic, Stanley Cup champion,
World Cup whatever that's worth.
Blah, right? Blah, blah, yeah, blah. Whatever it is, dudes won it. Except a Memorial Cup, but
I kidnapped your childhood stuffed animal.
Okay, and so all I'm saying is, I don't know, what are you going to bring? There's nothing that guy hasn't seen, and so they show this clip of Bobby Ryan and him skating off, and Ryan slashing him and talking to him, and we love that here in Ottawa because it shows a little bit of hair on it for Bobby Ryan.
Yeah,
but Sid's like,
whatever.
Adam Hockey, baby. I've been hearing that shit for 20 years. 25 years. What do you got? There's nothing you're going to throw at that guy.
Yeah.
And so to me, I don't get it. And we talk about it twice a year at least, whenever something else comes up. I don't get the haters because he's not Jeremy Roenick. He's not flamboyant. He doesn't say crazy shit. He just wins. Like what? Taves too, guys who aren't flamboyant, but they just win. I don't get it. And so to me, I look at those two guys and go, that's the prototype. Get two world-class players, draft them.
I think if you could, you would.
Yeah, no, right?
You wanted to circle back to...
Malkin and Ovechkin.
How about 05? Do you think Pittsburgh wishes they took Bobby Ryan over Sidney Crosby?
I do. Right here in Ottawa, baby, that's... Westin downtown.
Yeah.
And you know what? Brought it up.
Yeah.
Listening to after game six.
Can't believe that hasn't been a discussion.
With the goals, with the disallowed goalie interference, right? Where
from game six.
Game six.
Yeah.
Where Daly pushes him into the net and clearly pushes him out. Yeah, I don't care who you cheer for.
Right.
To me, that's blatant goaltender interference.
Yeah.
And so Pittsburgh fans saying, yeah, the NHL's got it out for us. You know, they don't want us to. Fuck you, Pittsburgh.
Do you think
they already rigged the NHL draft so you could get Crosby? Like, what do you want? Pulling that franchise off the salvage heap.
Do you really think they want Ottawa in the cup final? Pittsburgh, like, come
NBC
on.
Doesn't.
Right. Like, come on.
Pittsburgh, you are one of their top five golden child.
That is the new original six, right? It's Detroit, Washington, not even Detroit anymore, but it's Washington, Pittsburgh, Boston, Chicago,
New York.
Right.
Yes.
So, like, the new original six. No, it's, and that couldn't have been any more clearly.
Yeah. Now, NHL is out to get you.
I'm discussing online with some of our listeners at the time people going, that's clearly goalie interference. And while I agree, I go, I'm not married to it. I have no idea what referees in 2017 playoffs are going to
do. All right. And you know what? So I'm watching it
for
last
me,
week.
That's interference, but I have no idea
right,
what they're going
to do. I'm watching it, and I'm saying to the people I'm watching it with, absolutely, that's goaltender. I feel 100% sure.
Yeah.
But then you look at it and go, Edmonton fans, how about those three calls, which were absolutely, you are right, blatant goaltender interference, that they like, nope, looks good to me. What the? Are you kidding me? So while I felt fairly confident.
Yes. You have no idea what the
I have no
are
idea what
the
ref
is.
I
don't know
going.
What interference is anymore. So the 04 draft, Malkin goes second overall. Ovechkin goes first overall. Did you take a look a little further down?
Nope.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. Like Cam Barker's number three. And
okay. And to me, it really comes down to those two guys.
Yes, of course.
And so to me, that is, we'll see what happens, but that's Lion A. Matthews. And in that case, they took the winger over the center.
Yep.
And now I know, dial this back 1 year from now, last May, and I'm heavily trumpeting, take the prolific scoring winger.
Yeah.
And Matt is saying, no, go with the center.
That does sound like me.
Very much so.
Okay.
And so, anyways, I think, fuck the Leafs, but I think I've come
they
around
took
to
the center.
You got to take the you got to take the center, man. That's Taylor Hall, Tyler Seguin.
Yeah, would you do that different hindsight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm taking Tyler Seguin. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's fascinating how that goes, right? Like, you wonder how
that's
things
just,
are
that just
different.
Means that you're just that much smarter.
Yeah. Okay. You wonder how things are different, though. You'll never know. But does that much change if Malkin goes to Washington? And there was no debate at all. Everyone knew number one was Ovechkin.
Yep.
But hindsight being what it is, Malkin goes to
the Caps.
Yeah.
And Ovechkin goes to Pittsburgh.
I think Pittsburgh's still killing people.
Of course they are. Like, of course they are.
You've already got Fleury and you've got Crosby, and you're a year away from getting Jordan Staal, who, you know, everyone forgets what a big part he played in that first, because he's been gone for so long.
For sure.
But you're still looking at going, oh, fuck. Right?
Okay, like, so, yeah. So even if you look at this lineup and you slot him out and you keep Staal.
Number two.
Yeah. Yeah, you have Staal in your second hole. You have Bonino in the third. Yep. You have Matt Cullen, who's been killing it on the fourth line.
And now you have Kessel on line two with Staal. You have Ovechkin on line one with Sid.
Yeah.
How about that five, that power play last
you're
night? Looking
it.
At that, fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just
I don't
me,
know how much it changes things, but it is interesting, right? Like, it really is to look and go,
yeah,
I wonder.
No, to me, yeah, you are. But if you look at it and you go back and you look at Penguins teams of the early 90s, Francis and Lemieux, or Lemieux and Francis, however you want to try. If it's killer. Yeah. And you go, Hartford, what are you doing? I know it's not the same division, but Jesus Christ, man, it's still in the same conference.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you? Anyways.
Might have been the same division, wouldn't it?
No. It would have been Adams to the Patrick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, anyways.
I know you wanted to talk a little bit more about the attendance situation.
Well, in Ottawa?
Yeah.
And I just want to touch on it briefly because it...
Come on,
it,
just touch it.
Yeah. Reach out. Rub it with your thumb. Spit on it a little bit. It's okay. Yeah, because to me...
I wish I hadn't done that.
It is. which led the conversation in that direction.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you
got to wear that.
Honestly, and you got to be careful with those things, right? You know, we've known each other long enough that I am a willing participant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think people think this went differently? I'm going, I wish I hadn't done that after your instructions and you're a willing participant.
Yeah.
What's really happening in this studio?
Theater of the mind.
Yeah. Abort.
Yeah. It's an actual topic. It's a real topic here. And the game didn't sell out last night.
No.
And so game one of the playoffs, I believe, in the Boston series.
Game one of the second round.
Okay, the Rangers game.
Yes.
Which the team is saying sold out, when in fact.
No.
Yeah. The team is saying 18-5 is a sellout, when the reality is when the building opened, 18.5 was a sellout. It expanded with a bunch of things to be over 20,000.
And then they reeled it back in a bit.
And there's suites and whatever else. And so the reality is now, in 2017 in the playoffs,
it's like 18.9, 18.7?
I think it's higher than that. Okay. With Club Bell and all those sorts of things.
Molson Fan Zone and all
and, these. And the suites and whatever else. Yeah. It's over. It's in excess of 20,000 people. It can fit in there now.
Right.
So last night with your 18.113 or whatever it was.
Sure.
I think you're close to 2,000 seats away from a sellout. Now, they'll say 18.5 still.
Yeah, the places I was reading said it was about 600 or 700 shy. I've seen other places like you saying it was more like 1,800 shy.
Right. And so there's been a couple games, at least three, I would say, of the 8 or 9 home dates.
Right.
That haven't sold out. And I don't have a solid reason for that.
Well,
and if you look around,
it's fun for me to rip on them, right?
And I get it. I get it. Yeah. We are the second most of the 16 teams that made the playoffs.
Yeah.
We are the second most affordable to Anaheim
and have the biggest building left. Like, people are trying to use that as a defense too, right? But you're also the only Canadian market and whatever that's worth, right? I spoke to you before the game. Do you want to go? Right? Like, I'm looking at it because even the way the presale markets work, right, is if the game's not sold out, the scalpers have no chance, right? So their prices start dropping and dropping and dropping. And when I sent you a text around 4 o'clock, I'm like, first row on the second deck, $150. And I'm not exaggerating.
Very sweet seats.
Yeah. I can't get into a Leaf game in that seat for that price in the regular season.
Yeah. No, to me,
I don't mean a Leaf game in Toronto. I mean a Leaf game up here.
Okay, really?
Yeah,
because that's about a $90 to $100 seat for most regular season games.
Yeah,
they charge a premium, a gold.
Montreal's in, Toronto's in.
It's a gold game,
right? You can't get into a Leaf game in Ottawa, and I'm sure it's the same for Montreal. Yeah, and in the back row for less than $100.
And cards on the table. For those of you listening, Matt texted me late afternoon. I'd already left work. I was home.
Yeah, it was after four. It was around four.
So. I was home, but home is in Kanata.
Right, okay.
So you
were closer than I was.
Yes, closer to the arena than Matt was. And Matt said, hey, you want to go to the game?
Yeah.
Ah, I'm paying two different lawyers, and I'm doing a bunch of things, and, you know, I mentioned on different Tall Can Sports,
Audio Whiplash 71, Rob goes to sensitivity training.
So
check it out in the archives.
It's one of those things, right? And I'm like, I can do it.
Well, that's it, right? Like, it's affordable, but should I?
It's just really, I'm in a spot where I'm finally getting back on top of this, and so Matt says, hey, what if would you do it for $100?
Right.
So essentially Matt's saying, I'll soak up 2/3 of the cost of the two tickets.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm sitting in front of the computer while I'm texting you watching the prices plummet.
Okay, see.
And I'm still only looking at resale, and it's going down and down and down. Because until the real seats sell.
Until right now, when I told you earlier, yeah, I would have gave you the $100 and I would have paid you $50 on payday.
I
would have taken that. I would have taken that fucking guy. Look at that. Matt's making money off Sens playoff tickets now.
Apparently not.
What I'm saying is, with payday 2 days away or whatever it is, it would have been uncomfortable for me. But how many chances do you get to go to an Eastern Conference game?
Right.
And I passed.
Right.
I passed. So
you're one of those Sens.
Well, this is it, right? So I am in no way going to heap scorn on other Senators fans because I essentially have done the same thing.
So is it, you were also saying before we went on air, you checked what, now that's a game 7, right? But you checked tickets in Pittsburgh for game 7 tonight, and they're more than they are here. But
for sure.
So it's a game 7.
160 to 500 American.
Right. So you wonder what a game 7 here would have been. You can't drop prices now if you're Ottawa because you've already got all your season ticket holders and people have already bought locked in. But it's an interesting conversation that, it's the Canadian market. And I have a problem with that narrative, right? And I know that word's getting overused, but people in the U.S. and it was on the NBC broadcast of Game 6. Doc Emmerich and Pierre Maguire and Eddie Olczyk.
Eddie Olczyk.
Talking about this.
I was going to say Gino Olczyk.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. I would watch that.
The Maniwaki Mauler on the NBC broadcast.
And they were saying this is the first conference final in a Canadian city since 1993, not to sell out. Now, yeah. Some of you will remember 1993.
Was in?
Montreal. And
anybody ever accused Montreal of not being a hockey town?
Right. Now, I don't...
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, okay.
So why is that?
Well, so my thing is, I don't remember. I have no idea what ticket prices were in 93. I know that was kind of an underdog run for them. They weren't expected to win, much like Ottawa right now.
10 overtimes.
Right. Do you not? I'll ask that after. But you look at how many times, right, a Canadian team has been in since. Toronto's been in two. Calgary's been in. Edmonton's been in. Ottawa's been in twice now, right, into a conference final. Three times. They played one against New Jersey that they didn't.
No, that was Toronto's last time. Toronto hasn't been in a conference final since then.
Since 93? Yeah. Toronto's been in 94 and 99 and 02.
In conference finals?
Yes. Lost to Carolina in 02, lost to Buffalo in 99, and lost to Vancouver in 94.
I've blacked that out.
I'm sure you have. And even in 93, right, was against LA. So
yeah, no, I was counting 93. I didn't think you guys had been in a conference final since Gilmore.
Yeah, I've been in a few. But you wonder, A, the symmetry starts to kind of make you go, I wonder, because Montreal wasn't supposed to win 93 and Ottawa sure wasn't supposed to win this.
See, to me, there is no defense. To me, I can't.
I agree.
So I if you were expecting me to come on here and go,
no,
yeah, and pump my chest, because.
But you tried. Online, we had a brief little exchange, and you said, oh, the game's not till tomorrow. Wait and see.
Well, that's
is fair.
All I said to you was, oh, did I miss the game? Or is it still 24 hours from now?
At that point, there's 1,800 seats available. It seems unlikely they're selling all of them.
Well, I'm saying to you is that's 1,800 to get to the 18,500.
Right. Yes.
So to me, that really means that at 1,800, there's probably 3,300 seats left.
So let me issue the only defense that there might possibly be for you to save you from. To allow us both to seem a little more objective. And that is that there are still issues in terms of the way the government is paying employees here.
And before you go into that, see, there is a pile of reasons.
Well, and I want you to defend it after this main one.
Okay.
Because the government is the biggest employer in this city, and they've switched over to a new pay system, which legitimately has some people not being paid in 18 months.
40% less of your pay. They're getting paid.
Right, but the rest of it's...
But instead of your full pay, so if you get, and we'll just do a basic math.
Sure.
If you're supposed to get a check of $1,000, you're getting a check of $600.
And so you will get the rest of it, but there's something.
Eventually.
Yeah. Whatever this system is that they're switching over to.
The Phoenix pay system.
Yeah. In terms of how they're paying people, government employees are short money right now. Now.
And for those of you who would like to do the math on that, and as Matt said, to me, this is 1A of this topic is really the only legitimate conversation we have here. You are looking at 80,000 people.
Yep.
In the Ottawa area.
Well, it's not even close, right? It's the largest employer in the area. So then, forget about the fact that you
can't. And then if you want to look at the second municipal government, 10 more thousand, and then the National Capital Commission. So all I'm saying is, which is part of my second point.
Yeah.
But 80,000 people affected by this in some capacity, right? And it comes down to mortgages paid, food on the table, summer camp for kids, or hockey.
$408 to sit six rows up behind the penalty box for game four.
And to me, it's not a coincidence that this year's attendance in Ottawa is the lowest since they moved to Canada 20 years ago.
Saw a great tweet from @SensNation on Twitter. I've had to, as I told you, unfollow a couple of Sens accounts that they're a little too over. At Sens Nation is still a great follow, a lot of fun. He said, you know where this all goes? The Sens will be relocated in 5 years into Ottawa. You go, yeah, okay, I get it. Like,
yeah,
well, it's not so good in Canada.
Well, okay, but to me, they've been in Canada since 98, 97, 98.
And I've always done better than this.
And this is, so to me, you can't use locate. And I'm not saying you, I'm saying people.
Yep.
Because there's a whole bunch of reasons, right? And part of it is, and to me, it starts and ends with, this is a government town, right? And it's always been the issue, right?
Yeah.
A, there's a transient population of people from elsewhere who come here.
Bring their own fandom with them.
80,000 people employed by the government, working on less pay. And then you have, unlike any other Canadian city, and I'm lumping in Calgary, I'm lumping in Edmonton, and I'm lumping in Winnipeg into this, similar size cities, and we're bigger than Winnipeg.
Yep.
We have
a lot. And, by more than I thought, because I did some research.
And so there's,
the show too.
In terms of corporate head offices here,
yeah.
because the federal government, as the first, second, and third largest employer in the city, they can't buy up boxes, they can't buy up suites.
That's right.
And so what happens is I think Ottawa probably has the lowest season ticket.
Yeah, they're saying it's bad. Like, that's their problem right now is the season ticket base.
Exactly.
Is low.
It's about 9,500, 10,000 maybe. And so you're looking at moving 10,000 seats on short notice every game.
Well, that's what it is. Like, it's walk up. And when you're in Canada, walk up is tough, right? When you get downtown, walk up might work a little better.
And
but
for
right
those
now,
of, for those of you who aren't familiar with the geographic area, we are, it's like being in Mississauga. If you want to use the GTA, or it's a suburb in the
traffic being totally clear. It's a 20-minute drive from downtown to Kanata, and you are talking about going there at the end of the workday. So
and
traffic
now,
will
if
not.
If you are
be
in
clear.
The East End,
it's more. Oh, sure, it's more than that.
Yeah. Right. So that whole and Ottawa, for those of you, is built on an east-west flow.
Right.
Right. The river is the north end, and it's built all along the river. And so we are the Correll Center, or the Correll Center, Scotiabank Place / Canadian Tire Center is almost in the far west end.
Hockeyson.
So all of you way out there in the east end or, you know.
Well, down at the far south or, you know, down.
Yep. Or over in Gatineau.
Sure.
Right. Which.
Cross the river and then get across.
There's six bridges that cross over because this is the provincial border into Quebec as well.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the river is Gatineau, and it's a large French population that we're trying to lure as well as a fan base. Now, the new arena that they're proposing, which is looking to be with probably 2021, 2022.
It's too big.
Right? It is right center town on the river.
Oh, it's a beautiful spot.
And so
when that gets.
So to me, I get it. You will be laughing at that point. There's no reasons.
Well, will you, though? That's the question. Like, I know for the last couple of minutes here, it seems like I'm siding with Ottawa. I'm
light
defending
rail,
Ottawa.
Yeah. No, to me, there's no issue. You will then. Now, you know what else I was reading today is you have with Ottawa. Ottawa is a large, especially with the federal government and on the Quebec border, there is a large Francophone component here.
Sure.
The senators, Twitter, Facebook page. All
in arena, everything they
English
do, goal
only.
Scored by, Le Boo scored by.
Yeah, so Francophones are saying, hey, you know what? You need to do more. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I see. For those of you, Matt looks away, and we're all saying the same thing. You know, fucking Francophones are always complaining, right? In terms of French-speaking only population in the city, 2%, right? So don't give me that bullshit, okay? Yeah. I want to be spoken to in my native language. Okay. Can you speak another language? Because you know what? Fuck it. We'll all just speak Mandarin. How about that?
That's coming soon. And the Red Blacks, when they started up the CFL franchise here, swore up and down, we want a name that's going to work for everybody and we won't. And it made it like 6 weeks before it became Le Rouge et Noir.
Yep. Which I like better, actually.
Okay, good for you. Le Rouge et Or. I get where that comes from, right? It's kind of a... But it you started pandering right away and immediately changed your stance because you're pandering, though, to 2%.
Okay, but you're pandering.
I know you want Gatineau, too. I know.
Hey, you're pandering, and the game is sold out all the time, and the vibe is huge downtown.
It's so much fun. Like, right. It's an amazing venue.
And
it's
so,
a great spot.
Now, is that where the venue is? Is that because they do? It's a bilingual in-game, you know, announcement, right? They do, for those of you who love to watch football, you know, flag on the field, flag on the play, wherein if you, for those of us who have to sit through season ticket holders here, they go, mouchoir sur le terrain. flag on the field, mouchoir sur le terrain. And so you see a lot of Red Blacks jerseys actually that say mouchoir on the back, which I love. Mouchoir. So, yeah. So you have to do that. To me, there's no other excuses. Now, you know.
So what?
Okay. Well, okay.
Go ahead.
My personal opinion, Eugene Melnyk's a dick. Right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a healthy distaste in this town.
He's saying, oh, it's concerning or whatever it was that they didn't sell it. Maybe it's you.
Well,
because you know what? In the last year, and I want to let you, because you have the, I want to let you finish this, but in the last year, you have changed GMs, you have changed chief marketing officer, you have changed a ton. You've changed coaches.
How about president and co-founder fired in season?
Right. So you have brought in entirely new. And nothing's gotten better. And you know
wait,
what?
You the guy you brought in? Where'd he work before?
MLSE.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I don't know where you want to go there, but
okay, where I want to go there
good
is.
Job with TFC.
Yep.
No. Good.
I'm hoping Anselmi does that, right? But
yeah.
All I'm saying is you're going to let go a long time, well, a co-founder.
Yeah.
A co-founder of this team. Somebody's
hit
been
the name,
here. Serial leader.
Yeah, serial leader.
In the 25th anniversary season, when you're putting up people on your Hall of Fame or your ring of whatever it is.
Ring of fire. Yeah. No, I.
And I get it. You want to go in a new direction and you want Anselmi here who's been involved in building arenas and stuff. But you are, at this time, you are alienating people.
But my point is you've turned over everything except one thing. And it's the one thing that even sends fans go, you're kind of fucked up and you should shut up more. Right? Like, and that's, you've got a crazy as shit owner.
Yep.
Who is.
Hey, and we love you. Thanks for owning the team because we were.
Rob Brydon was.
Rod Brydon.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy. There was a bunch of shit, right? And the tiny perfect commissioner. One owner went out and found us because the guy from Snapple was busy trying to buy up the Islanders or whatever was going on there.
That was the Captain Highlander guy, and that's why he got his face on the jersey.
And so, yeah, he brought in Melnyk, right? He went out and headhunted and yada yada, and great.
A Toronto guy.
We've turned your billionaire into a multi-millionaire, right?
Now, I think his ex-wife turned him into that, but...
But to me... Yeah, you know what? Own the team. Shut your mouth, right? We don't want to hear what your conspiracy theories on Mac Cook or on whatever else you're going to do. You know, you're
suspending Crosby.
Yeah, this
for a
is
year
it, right?
For a
he's a whiner. And everybody knows he's a whiner. Oh, shut up. Just shut up. And so
for your money, last game, game six in Ottawa.
I did not go because of
Melnyk. No. I'm sure that's true. Is it a sellout at LeBreton when they move downtown, or is there a bigger problem right now? Because really wonder.
I think it's a sellout at LeBreton, but I think right now it's very convenient.
So for those again, just outside the LeBreton is the new downtown.
Site. Is the downtown? Yeah. Yes, very central location.
Right, buses, trains, all kinds
light
of,
transit, yeah, light rail. Everything is going to be there.
It looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's a sellout. And it because again, it will be right. There'll be a huge social vibe around it, bars, everything, right? Transit to and from. right on the border, easy for Gatineau people to come across. But right now, yeah, it's a bunch of things going on, right? People, a dissatisfaction with the way Melnick treats people. And you know what? Honestly, and nobody wants to talk about it. 2 years ago, right, he had to have a liver or a kidney transplant.
Liver, yeah.
And, you know, the plea goes out to season ticket holders in the Ottawa area community, and people flood it with blood, you know, blood samples and donation, and just, and it's great. And everybody else, and sorry, it was a what? Sorry? A liver?
Yep.
Man, and as you and I both know, right, organ transplants, man, it's not an easy thing to do, right? And if we all have that opportunity with thousands of people willing to step up, and so it leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths when he talks about the casino and he's pissed off because he's a businessman. I get it.
Yeah.
Right? But don't put yourself first all the time.
Well, and that's a thing, and
but people don't want to talk about that.
No. And you know, that's left a sour taste in my mouth. It's not something
for sure.
I don't want to talk about a whole lot, but I've had a kidney transplant, and I was lucky enough to have someone in my family who stepped up. And
you did not have the privilege of putting it out to thousands of, and people at games showing up with, you know. Yes. And
then so what happens after that is the wide, something to the tune of 96%. Majority of people, once they had found a match for him, said, yeah, I'm out. Right. You go, so
you were willing to do it for somebody you don't even know?
A complete stranger, but not unless they have $1 million or a chance for season seats. And now it seems like I've turned on the fan base, but it's just
I don't disagree with it.
Yeah, you've used your position to lure in whatever. And he's tried to do some good things since then, but it's just something I have a tough time with. But he is a guy who...
I've never had an organ transplant, and I have a hard time with it.
And so he is a guy who complained when they wanted to open a casino. What they were talking, a few different sites. He wanted it right across the street from the arena.
Yeah, soccer.
Yeah.
And they went downtown instead of with him. And all he's concerned about, and I get it as a businessman.
Yep.
But man,
but
don't
at some
talk
point,
about
the whole city stepped up to help you. And,
yeah, and your sour grapes, right, you're going to pull out maybe. Right. I'm going to allude to this.
Yeah.
And really, so what's happened is now they're talking about Hard Rock.
Yeah.
Right? The most recent thing is Hard Rock has come in and said, they're going to kick in, I don't know, $200 million to an Ontario Lottery and Gaming Commission casino, which is already established in the South End.
Yeah, down near the airport, I believe.
Yeah, so it's in Central South.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's all pissed off with that. And part of the deal is it's an existing 20-year-long casino.
Right.
And it supports the horse racing business.
Yeah.
And so Hard Rock is willing to renovate, inject a pile of cash into this and support the existing horse racing community. So Eugene's like, well, I wanted it out here. And well, A, Eugene, because what he's looking for is what is he going to do with the building in Canada team moves downtown, right?
Hey, why don't you move all your shit out here where I'm leaving?
If I can put a casino in here and a hotel, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Of course it would. So to me, I think... That's very real, right?
I don't think you do either, that that's an issue most people have with him.
Well, I have it.
Yeah, but you're very connected to, I think you think things a little deeper than a lot of fans who are just getting drunk and going to a hockey game, which...
Woo!
We've been that too, right? So
But
I don't think most people are weighing much into the fact that I pulled an entire city to get the transplant I needed and then turned on them as soon as it was over.
But you are hearing him all the time with his crazy talk, and then you're seeing him saying, yeah, we're not going to, you know, for the years that we did sell this building out, a decade worth of sellouts, and we're still a budget team.
Yeah. No, he doesn't want to talk about that.
Yeah, like so. Where? Step up, bud. What is it exactly? Yeah. You're gonna complain about money. And you're gonna complain about money, and then really in the playoffs, I get it. You're gonna move a $35 seat in the total top reaches of the stadium. That becomes a $120 seat.
Yep.
But then you want to go. your already exorbitant $20 parking is now $30 parking in the postseason. Like, I just go, okay.
I'm being swayed. I kind of agree with the Sens fan who went, yeah, you know what? I don't fucking care.
Well, then you go, yeah, okay, I get it.
How many beers can I? You know what? You walk into whatever, St. Louis Bar and Grill on Elgin Street, and I'm going to spend $60 on beers and then food and then an Uber home, and I'm still way clear what I would have spent to go out to the arena.
Okay,
I got my Sens jersey and
I don't want to, in no way, support that.
Yeah, I still think you need to.
And you've brought the point is, you go into any bar on a game night right now, they are jammed.
Yes.
Local businesses, the city is alive with Sens fever.
Oh, and you can hear the horns honking after a win. Like, you see the weird videos of people clearing out of the way on red lights.
Yeah, no, the city is loving this.
They're engaged.
But it's not translating into the arena.
Right.
And so, to me, there's many factors involved in that.
Well, and that's part of it for me is I have a hard time ripping. You know, we're going to talk on the next show about the Predators and how they've turned themselves into a hockey market, but I can't rip the Sens fans are there. Sens fans are buying beers in the market, beers on Elgin Street, and they're in the building already. I wonder if we're looking at a situation, and believe me, I'm using Nashville as an example, but I understand there are far more hockey fans here than there are in Nashville. Are there enough willing to spend the money?
And okay.
And whether or not they should is a totally different question, but you talk about Anaheim, huge population, right? Pennsylvania, huge population. Nashville, it's different, but
West Pennsylvania, it's not the same population.
No, I understand. But
right? They are in terms of population. Orange County, where Anaheim is, that's a huge population, right? But they are the cheapest ticket.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
no, that's true.
And they were the other ones that Jeremy Roenick ripped in terms of people not showing up for.
I thought that was for show.
Yeah. Okay.
I also have to rip an American market or they won't take me
seriously.
Well,
and I think part of the problem in Anaheim was you got games starting at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right. And you have that notorious California traffic.
Notorious.
So to me,
the
idea of this is Ottawa. If you go back in this 25th anniversary season, right, to the euphoria of when they announced that Ottawa had won a bid.
Yeah.
Right, I don't know who got a hand job or what happened in that to make that happen. Ottawa fans, myself included, have to understand. I've seen a couple games this year, not in town.
Yeah. So you paid a different organization. Your team.
So all I'm saying is
you saw one year.
Is yeah.
It was a back to back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Home and home.
Okay, it's true.
Yeah.
So is you have to pay. If you want major league sports in your town, you have to pay. Right? And so people can point out the fact that they had Ottawa Fury in their whatever this is, the Amway.
Yeah. How about that, eh? Because I don't even know if it's still
whatever it is.
The Amway Canadian Championship. Amway means American Way.
I don't think it is Amway anymore.
It used to be, though.
Yeah.
I don't
and know. So they played TFC.
Yes.
Right? So TFC is the hottest MLS team in North America right now.
Yeah.
They were in Ottawa last night in the Canadian Championships. And Ottawa Fury, which is a rung down.
Yes.
So for any of you, if you look at the English Premier League, it's like a first division team beating a premiership team.
Right.
So Ottawa FC had 7,600 people at the game last night, right? And so
did Ottawa win?
Yeah, Ottawa won 2-1 last night.
Okay, nice. I hadn't seen the score.
Yeah, now
I don't give a shit.
Now, so. But TFC sat, you know, Javenko, is injured and Bradley didn't play and
right.
Some other guy whose name I can't think of right at the moment who's good.
You named two soccer players. That's pretty good.
Come on, honestly, man. And so there were 7,600 people there.
Yeah. 18,000.
Which to me is actually more than it hurts the Senators. It hurts the Fury, right? That they're on the same night.
Yeah.
I can't think that they wouldn't have got.
No, that's right.
They wouldn't have got 2,500 more sort of casual spectators.
Yeah. On the Eastern Conference on the final in the NHL
on the
playoffs.
TFC name alone, right? You're like TFC's in, you know.
I don't know about that, but I think.
Well, everybody think knows TFC. People, I don't give a shit about the Fury because to me they're. Well, I don't give a shit about soccer. Period.
I don't think that matters. Other than the fact that there are probably 2,500 people at the Sens game who would have gone to.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's on TFC. I think that's just on sports fans in.
Ottawa. I think
TFC
is
not the Blue Jays or the Maple Leafs or.
Okay. No. I'm not saying they're not getting a sellout. 25,000 last night.
I don't know that there are TFC fans in Ottawa.
What I'm saying is. People can get behind the name recognition of TFC playing for an MLS Cup last year and people looking at that as the gold standard for Canadian soccer.
I guess, yeah.
And you're saying that now is here and they are clearly a rung above what we have here in terms of...
Sure, just level of league.
Oh, and don't forget there was an Ottawa Champions game last night in the internet. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Boo.
The 37 people who showed up for that game.
How dare you name your team the champions? I don't know.
And they were champions last year.
With Eric Gagne starting it up.
Yeah, you know what?
Ready for
and
the World Baseball
Classic. And to me, before the champions, they were the Fat Cats. Like, terrible names.
Yeah, nice.
And I think Ottawa may have the worst names. The Rivermen, the Kayakers, the Rebels, the whatever. Just a bynch of different Lynx. Whatever you are, they're all terrible.
So, one last thing before we get out of here, and it's on this same
Really?
Topic.
You want to wrap this up this soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes I do.
I've had some fascinating interactions online at Talkan Sports on Twitter. And that's obviously because I'm poking the bear as an anti-Ottawa guy. Yep. I understand the dynamics. I was prepared to support the team before a lot of you were. Now, when I showed up, I was going to cheer for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, sure. And you were telling me.
Yeah, hey, let's go. But
can we do this?
Right.
First round of beers that I'm not drinking.
You would have drank it.
I would have drank it.
Yeah, of course you would have.
28 ounce
first
beers.
Day off beer. He's in here drinking Molson Canadian. Don't tell me he wouldn't have enjoyed his time with the Molson fan zone.
If it's free, it's me.
Right. I just have this thing about I'm getting ripped by Ottawa people because everybody knows I'm a Toronto.
Tell the story. Go ahead.
You mean of grandma ripping
yep.
me? Yeah. So I'm online and I'm talking back and forth a little bit with Nate Sager of several different outlets. You can follow at Nate Sager on Twitter. And someone comes at me and says something along the lines of, yeah, well, you can't even sell out your building, and now you're playing golf. Go Sens, go. So I'm like, all right, I don't know.
You're a stupid head.
So I don't know who's coming at me, so I quote that tweet and hit him back with, falsity of the facts aside. What did I say? Something false. I don't know. Was it 24 hours ago?
I was eloquent as shit when I said
probably
it.
Not, but the falsity of the fact aside, that wit is cutting, or that's some cutting wit, or something like that.
Yep.
And then I posted it out there, and then I figured I should go and check out who it is I'm quoting and whatever. And it's a listener with 7 followers, and it says, like, grandma of 3 Ghosts go or whatever.
Bet you
like,
she's got a tat, though, clearly. No grandma of 3.
A saggy tit tat. That's, that's how that goes. Oh. Yeah, you know what? And so, I've got all this... heat coming at me for you're going to rip Toronto fans for the quiet building at the ACC, which is never not sold out for a playoff game.
Yeah, no, I'm not ever saying that.
No, it's quiet though. And I get that. But Leaf fans have been priced out of the building.
Okay, that's your corporate sponsorship that we are absolutely drooling over.
Right.
That's what that is.
Right. That wouldn't matter if you, like, the Leafs with their corporate sponsorship could not sell a single ticket and probably come pretty close to making.
Okay. And really, so let's look at it. Toronto, with its
five plus million versus Ottawa's one plus mil.
Take the corporate sponsorship away. So I'm gonna fucking neuter any of you people who want to tweet at the show.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you right now, you are jamming that building and other buildings with or without corporate sponsorship. Right?
Yeah.
With your 5 plus million.
Of course.
Right? And your Punjabi broadcast. I get it. Whatever's going on, I get it, right?
The Cadre Network.
Yeah. It's, no, I don't think he that's seven, that's seven. That's seven spice. So to me, I get it. You just happen to be in one of the two large hubs.
But for a corporate sponsorship decade,
isn't an issue.
We've worn it. We've worn Leafs sock, and the building is quiet, and you're asking people to cheer for a terrible team and all these sorts of things. So you go, okay, you know what? Here you are in the Eastern Conference Final, and you can't sell out your building, and the Leaf fans are now throwing a couple jabs back and go, you fuckers.
Yeah, not me, though.
No, I understand, but
I look at Leaf fans and their blind faith and their support. To me, that's a, you wear that as a badge of honor. I get it. You've sucked for a half a century and yet you're still here.
Three more conference finals than we have. Yes.
That's whatever it is. It's way more.
No more cups, but three more conference finals.
And so to me, I cast dispersions old Blueies way because they're stupid.
I just think, if you're going to say stupid shit on Twitter, it's coming back at you when it's your turn.
Yep,
and that's all.
And you know what?
You're going to rip me. I'm going to rip you when the time comes.
Grandma.
Yeah. I wish that hadn't been the case, but here we are. Take that, Grandma.
Matt's ready to throw down, huh? Come on,
I don't look at who these people
up.
Are
the mic
before
is free. I'll serve anyone.
Yeah, if you step to me. I'm going to take your walker.
I'm going to see who it is, and then I'm either going to fight you or I'm going to run.
I probably might have had something more clever to say if I'd have checked first.
Yeah. So
probably not, actually.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, that's just the way it is, man, and it's fascinating to me. But just as we wrap this up, one final question. If the Sens win tonight's game, get through to the Cup Final.
Yep.
Is there, no matter how many of this goes, is there even a chance Ottawa hosts a game that doesn't sell out in the Cup Final?
Nope.
I agree with that.
No, nope. And honestly, if we're hosting game one.
You are. If you're.
Yeah, I want tickets.
Ooh, careful, Matt.
I want tickets.
If you win tonight, you will host game one because Ottawa or Nashville is the first ever 16th seed to get there.
I love that.
Yeah, and I've been hard on that bandwagon until the Johansson thing, and we'll get into that.
Well, and so, and you know what? Before we roll this out,
but do you think, just before I'm going to let you have that, do you think had it gone the opposite way in Game Five, Pittsburgh beats Pittsburgh loses to Ottawa in Game Five, and Ottawa is coming home to clinch it instead of to stay alive.
Yeah, great point. Great point, Matt.
Thank you.
I think all the things we talked about.
Everybody loves a winner.
Man, and you look at the positive vibe that was created in game three of this series.
Yeah.
Right? Where Ottawa
pulling
came out.
Them out
and we're on them.
Yeah.
Man, and to go, we are in a decisive game, right? Game five, you're either going to make your series or not.
Yeah.
And you shit the bed.
Yep. Ooh, in a big way.
In a huge way. Like, not even like,
yeah.
Hey, oof. Oh, I thought I caught a fart. And
there's poo on my leg.
Yep. And on your sheets. Sorry about that.
On my sheets. Your sheets. There's poo on your sheets.
I don't mean your sheets. Like you and I were.
No. It's you throwing it out there. There's poo on your sheets.
Yeah.
Instead of,
and so to me, that's also a very subtle and, again, shameful, I think, on the fan base that you would look at it and go,
shame.
Shame. Yeah, no, it's true, right, that you come off that humbling 7-0 where Ottawa, you know what, Guy Boucher said, that's what happens when we try and run and gun with the Penguins. You didn't fucking run and gun. There was no gun.
Right.
You just ran. You ran like Frenchman from a pop gun. I don't know what was going on there. So, yeah, no, of course, if we win that game or we lose it in overtime, it's a different vibe. Of course it is.
Yeah. You wanted to wrap this up on
the fan base was feeling defeated.
Just hours away from Game 7, Penguins Senators.
Who do you got? Well, you know what?
Who do you got? Not who do you want?
Yeah, I've said at the beginning. I had Pittsburgh in six.
So did I.
Yeah,
I'm far less confident than I used to.
No, you had Pittsburgh in. You say
I
six?
I think I had Pittsburgh in six.
Okay. Yeah, I still take Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at home.
This is what you do it for, right? Get that last game at home.
Yep.
I'm less confident than I used to be.
You know what?
Both teams have won in the other's building.
And Ottawa has never won a game seven. Ever.
Right.
Now, to me. Yeah, ever.
Sweet.
Two to the Leafs. That's right. Two losses to the Leafs.
Yeah.
But
the deal, Newendike.
But the deal is Pittsburgh is 0-5 in game seven home games when they've lost game six on the road.
All right.
And that includes four games in the Crosby Malkin era. So both one of those two teams are gonna buck the trend.
This is I don't know. It's gonna be fun. We've had far fewer game sevens than in a typical playoff year, so this is gonna be awesome. I'm obviously rooting for Pittsburgh heavy, but we'll see what happens. We will be back with a Stanley Cup final preview when we have a little more details on who's going to be in it.
Go Sens, go.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Fucking Sens.
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.